Hello?
Yeah, can you hear me?
Very, very faintly, I can hear you. Can you hear me?
Yes, I can hear you.
Okay, my husband received a bill
mm-hmm.
for some service that he had almost 2 years ago, and I know we paid the co-payment when we were at the office, and it says something about a co-payment and also patient balance $144.04. I don't know what they're talking about. Let me give you the I guess the ID number, the tax ID, 261.
Do you have account number?
Where's the account? Oh, sorry, 138632.
And it is for James, correct?
Right, James Alberino.
And you receive for 144.04.
Right. What is that for? He had the colonoscopy a year and a half ago.
Yeah. So that was a deductible and a copay, and 119.
We paid the copay. My copay is never $24.23. My copay for a specialist is either $50 or $75. So I don't know what they're talking about. What's $24?
Yeah, because
this bill is a mistake.
Yeah, so this is like, can we just like give me 1 or 2 minutes? I can just open the EOB from the.
Thank you.
So the EOB which we received from the health first is stating that they have allowed us $144.04, in which they apply $119.81 under the deductible, and the remaining $24.23 is the copay as per the insurance.
So what's the rest of the money for?
So the rest of the money is like the adjusted. We can't send bill to the patient. We just have to.
And how come it's a year and a half later?
Yeah, so what
I
happened,
never got a bill for this before.
Yeah, so what happened in 2024, we had like change in an integration in the system. So at that time, we were merging from one system to another system. So at that time, the statement were under hold status. So recently, for all the dates, we have released it once we are integrated under this new system. So it has been automatically generated by them. So that's why I think it was sent in the late of 2023, but I'm not sure.
Okay, so I'm understanding that, but I have to be honest with you. I have no proof that I didn't pay something like this. And to mail him a check for $144...
Mm-hmm.
It's ridiculous because I have no proof of this. My husband said he paid the co-payment, and as far as I know, the bill was paid. So now how can I take somebody's word for it that it wasn't paid?
Mm.
If your system was down.
So how much
it was paid at
the time of visit?
Right.
I can see there is a
$40
copay has been paid. But for the deductible and the copay of the colonoscopy, there is no notes or there is no receipt on our end as well. The $40 has been paid for an office visit, which was in November month. So that's why I think it has been sent it to you.
Right, but if your system was down, you know, he said he paid it. He said he paid this. So how do I prove that I paid it, and you say I didn't pay it, and you said your system was down. It's a glitch in the system. It's almost 2 years. I just got a bill for a service that he had on 2/21/23, and it's August. I just got this. I never got a bill this late from any doctor, and we're in our 60s. We've been using doctors for years. I understand, but I don't think it's. I can't in good conscience pay this bill when I think I paid it already.
Yeah, we
do. So what do we do?
That. But what I can do one more thing that I can, because we have all the records. We have like 2018, 2017, 2014
okay.
also. We have all the records.
No, he didn't go to him that many years ago.
No, I'm just explaining.
Okay,
to you.
So what do we do? How do we solve this? I don't want to keep getting bills. I'm very up on my bills. I pay everything on time, and like I said, the doctor was good. He wants to use him again, but he doesn't want to use him if we're paying something we paid already.
Yeah. So what I can do one thing that I can send the email to the doctor, like Robin Baradarian's manager, who can check on her end that whether is there any payment made at the time of visit or not, because we have the data which they also have. So what I am saying, we don't have any payment on that day, so to double check, we can send an email to them, and if they also reply the same that there is no payment made at the time of visit, then we are not able to do anything from our end.
Well, then who takes care of this? Because I called the office and this is the number they gave me to you.
Yeah, but what I state is that if we do not have any update that it was paid, or is there any reference like the receipt or anything like that, then we can do it on our manually check.
Well, honestly, I don't want this to go to collections, so just make sure that they know to say that the patient called and said that he paid it. My husband said he paid it.
Yeah,
so I'm not
going
to pay it again if he said he paid it.
Yeah.
Okay, so send an email to the office. Tell them that the patient said that he paid it. May I have your name, please?
Yeah, my name is Harry, H-A-R-R-Y.
H-A-R-R-Y. And where are you, Harry? You're not in the office.
Yeah, I'm a billing department.
You're in the billing.
Yeah, billing.
The billing department.
Yep.
And what's the direct number to the billing department?
Yeah, it's 716-351-4206.
716-351. Is that what you said?
Yes.
716-351-4206.
Yes.
Because the number on the bill that I called, 718-368-0171, nobody answers. They don't answer on that.
Okay.
And that's on the bill.
Mm-hmm.
So no one answered the bill, the phone. I get a bill that my husband says he already paid. I'm not going to mail a check for $144 and, what is it, $144.04 for something that I think he says he paid already. So just tell the office that the patient said he took care of it already and something happened in their system and they don't have a record of it. I don't even know how he paid for it. Check. I don't have my checking stuff from a year and a half ago.
Mm-hmm.
If it was even this calendar year, I'd have it. Not a year and a half ago.
Yeah, so can you please just repeat the number which is on the statement? Like, what was that, 718?
Well, I'll tell you the phone number that's on the statement. 718-368-0171. Oh, no, 0170. 0170. That's the phone number. And nobody answers. I called a few times. And then it says, kindly leave a message. And I did, and nobody got back to us. So now no one's responding. We think we paid this bill. He's pretty sure he paid it. It's over August, February. It's August, September, October, November, December, January. It's going to be 2 years in February. I'm going to mail a $144 check to something that I think we paid already? No. That's bizarre. If your system went down, which it did, then they have to believe the patient that they paid it.
Okay, I will send the email to them today itself.
Please, tell them, because, and like I said, my husband does want to use him still as a doctor. The doctor's very good. I know this is not his fault, but we're not going to pay. We have insurance. We used insurance. They got the money from our insurance, and now to get more money? No, that's crazy.
Yeah, no worries. We will look into it.
I never, ever got a bill. a year and a half after I had a service. Never. Because I pay my bills on time. The only time you give someone a bill a year and a half after they have their service is if they didn't pay it. And I always paid it, so it's not, it's an error on their end. Can you call me back when you talk to somebody?
Yes, whenever I will receive a response, I will get back to you. And
okay, let me give you my phone number.
Yes, please.
Okay, 917-992-0840. And are you located in the office or you're not in their office?
Yeah, in the office, but back office, like we are not dealing with...
Back office, okay, so when you speak to some... And what kind of area code is that, 716?
It is for Brooklyn.
That's the number, 716 or 718?
No, 716 only, Brooklyn area.
716, okay. Okay, if you could please speak to somebody. It's not for me. I'm not his patient. It's my husband. But my husband's at work, and by the time he comes home, it's too late, you know, to... That's why I wanted to make sure when we got the bill yesterday, I wanted to make sure that it was for him that he paid it. He said he paid it.
Yeah, no worries. We will double check it out.
Okay, thank you. So you have to explain to them that with the system, it's the patients that they paid it. Okay, thank you very much.
Yeah.
You'll call me back, right?
Yeah.
Thank you, Harry. Bye-bye.